by Baltimore, even the Cleveland contingent. Back in the early 90s, I had this longtime boyfriend, Chuck, and I really loved him. And we got this apartment in Rittenhouse Square in Philadelphia, and it was beautiful. And it had a garden, and I was so happy. And I bought furniture for it, and I decorated it. And not too long after I got all set up, I started to notice something was wrong. Like, he was disappearing all the time. He took an interest in his appearance that he hadn't done before. And I started thinking, like, maybe he's cheating on me. And I asked him, I'm like, Chuck, is something going on? Are you cheating on me? And he's like, no, you're crazy. There's nothing going on. Everything's fine. You're crazy. But he kept doing this. He kept coming home at all hours of the night. He started introducing practices in the bedroom that I hadn't taught him. And I knew. I'm like, I have to do some investigating. So I waited for my moment. And one night he came home really, really late. And I'm like, where were you? And he said to me, I was at the library, the Free Library of Philadelphia, the main library now. And after that, I had drinks with John. And I knew he wasn't at the library. There's no way he's at the library. So I say, okay, fine. And I don't say anything else. And the next morning, this was a Sunday when he was at the library. The next morning was a Monday. And I called the Free Library of Philadelphia. And I'm like, hi. I'm like, were you open yesterday? And they're like, no, we're closed on Sundays in the summer. I'm like, but were you open yesterday? And they're like, no, we're closed on Sundays in the summer. So now I had my proof. I wait for him to come home. I'm like, Chuck, where were you last night? Where were you yesterday? He's like, I told you I was at the library and then I was with John. You're crazy. I'm like, you were not at the library. I called them and they were closed. And you're cheating on me and I need you to admit it. Well, finally, he admitted it. He was cheating on me. And not only was he cheating on me, he had a whole new life. He had this woman named Psycho. This was her name. And this name, this is making me psycho. I'm like, what kind of name is this? Apparently, she was a very beautiful woman from Japan. She was his new love. They were completely in love with each other. He had a new life. He was very sorry. He didn't mean to do it. I got so irate that I kicked him in the shins as hard as I could. Needless to say, we broke up after that not too long. And here is where I made my first mistake. I left him the apartment in Rittenhouse Square. I left him the furniture I had bought at auction. I left him our cats, Mick and Keith. I left them all with him. And I moved into Fishtown. Now, you don't need to be from Philly to know there's a difference between Fishtown and Rittenhouse Square. Now, Fishtown is hip, but back then it was just Fishtown. And it was the kind of neighborhood I grew up in. I grew up in a neighborhood just like Fishtown. So now I'm back where I started from. And I'm in Fishtown, and I'm angry. And my neighbors are angry because it's Fishtown. And there are unleashed dogs all over this neighborhood. They're not leashed, and the dogs are angry. They're angry, angry dogs. There was one dog named Bandit. He was like the mayor, and I loved him. And one morning, I'm on my way to work, and in the distance, I see Bandit. And I'm blind, so I think it's Bandit. I cannot see. I'm like, oh, it's Bandit. I get up closer, and it's not Bandit. It's one of the angry dogs. So I'm like, oh, my God. So this dog starts growling and kind of jumping on me. And then I go to the left, and he goes to the left, and I go to the right, and he goes to the right. And we are going like this, and he won't leave me alone. And he's growling, and I'm panicked. So it's a street of row houses. I knock on the first door, and this old lady answers the door. And I'm like, hi. And the dog is right next to me on the step. I'm like, this dog is bothering me. And she doesn't get this, right? She doesn't understand. I'm like, he's going to bite me. And I'm like, you have to let me in. And I open the screen door, and I push my way into her home in Fishtown. I am now committing a home invasion. This is where my life has gotten me. And I'm in her home, and her husband comes over because he doesn't know me. And he's like, hi. I'm like, hi. I'm like, this dog is bothering me. I thought it was Bandit, and it's not, and he's going to bite me. And he's like, oh, it's Bandit. I'm like, no, it's not. And I won't leave. And I'm there for a while, like 10, 15 minutes. And finally, the old man hatches this plan because they want to get rid of me. And he's like, look, why don't I open the door? I'll grab the dog and then you run. I don't want to leave, but I have no choice. I'm like, fine. So we open the door. He grabs the dog and I run. I run down Wildey Street. I run down the next street. I run to Girard Avenue. I run to my bus stop. And the whole time I'm running is, thank God I got away from that dog. Well, the old people were probably thinking, thank God we got away from that woman. So this is where my life had led me. A year later, I'm still living in Fishtown. I'm happy now. I'm doing creative work. And I mean, I had a day job, but I'm meeting new people and I'm having fun. I'm in Center City, Philadelphia, and I run into Chuck. And he looks really nice. He has on a blue blazer. I do not. And he proceeds to tell me that he and Psycho have moved into the Claridge Apartments on Rittenhouse Square. How nice for them. I am still in Fishtown. And then he starts to talk to me about his things. He's like, his blazer and all the things they have. And he's like, look at these shoes. I look down. I'm like, yeah, they're nice. He's like, $150 Italian leather. And in that moment, I realized he was a silly, silly man. And I broke my heart over him. And because of all the mistakes I made, I did get my pets back, by the way, Mick and Keith. But because of the mistakes I made, I ended up with real friends and real people who cared about me and an authentic life. Thank you.